USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States is urging North Korea to return to the negotiating table.
We believe that a solution can be found. The best path forward with regard to making sure that North Korea or the Korean Peninsula is denuclearized is through a political agreement.
Esper speaking there on MSNBC, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has made recent threats that he would rescind his promise not to test long-range missiles because the United States has not lifted sanctions against his country. The Food and Drug Administration is moving aggressively to curb the use of e-cigarettes by young people. The FDA has issued new rules prohibiting sweet flavors from the small cartridge-based e-cigarettes that are most popular among teens. The sweet flavors that will be targeted include fruit, candy, and dessert flavors. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Firefighters in Detroit, Michigan are facing some heat after posing for an image in front of a burning house. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Top officials with the Detroit Fire Department are investigating a photo of a firefighting crew standing in front of a vacant home as it burned on Tuesday night. The picture, they say, was intended to be a sentimental photo for a retiring battalion chief, but Detroit Fire Commissioner Eric Jones has released a statement saying that if that photo is verified, the firefighters involved will be disciplined.
President Trump will speak to a gathering of evangelicals in Miami on Friday. The president is also launching an Evangelicals for Trump initiative ahead of this year's presidential election. Evangelicals do make up a significant part of President Trump's conservative base. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro announced on Thursday that he's ending his campaign for president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In a rare and candid interview, Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek is opening up about what it's like to have stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Trebek was diagnosed with the aggressive cancer in March and has been undergoing chemotherapy treatment since then.
Most of us have open-ended lives. We don't know when we're going to die. Because of the cancer diagnosis, it's no longer an open-ended life. It's a closed-end life because of the terrible statistics, survival rates for pancreatic cancer. And because of that and something else that is operating here, people all over America and abroad have decided they want to let me know now, while I'm alive, about the impact that I've been having on their existence.
I'm just happy that people are able to express it right now.
They have come out and they have told me. And my gosh, it makes me feel so good.
Trebek speaking there on ABC, that entire interview with ABC's Michael Strahan is set to air at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on ABC. A man is in jail after allegedly secretly filming people at a Starbucks bathroom in Santa Clara County, California. Officers were called to the San Jose Starbucks Sunday evening after someone found a camera in a drain pipe right in front of the toilet. When officers arrived on the scene, they found another hidden camera. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.